My last question is about a first. This is the first time that we will be voting here in South Carolina for the offices of governor and lieutenant governor as a ticket, rather than as separate races. When you ran in 2014, you ran separately from Nikki Haley. So your running mates, I think, are both here with us this evening. And I'd like you to tell us why you chose your running mate, and what does she, they're both women, what does she bring to the ticket that you don't, Governor?
Well, she is a mother, a businesswoman, and is a great person. Her name is Pamela Evett. She and her husband, David, who's sitting by her, have built, live in Traveler's Rest. They have built a business on their own in 18 years, Quality Business Solutions. She has won just about every award for female entrepreneurs, not only in the city and in the state, but also in the world. I'm very proud of her. She's an accountant, and she brings that business background, and they do the back office with taxes and employment and the HR, human relations, all of that, so human resources. She brings all of that with a very fresh set of eyes and fresh experience to examine everything that we do in government. She's an accountant. I'm a lawyer. We think that's a good combination.
So you're going to put her in charge of the money then?
I'm going to put her in charge of whatever I can put her in charge of. I promise you. And I'm a gamecock. She's a tiger, so we figure we got it covered.
Representative Smith.
Thank you, Charles. In looking for a lieutenant governor, I wanted to find somebody who I knew could be governor of our state, and a great governor. Someone who our entire state would be very, very proud of. Someone with the experience and the background to bring Republicans and Democrats together. Somebody who comes from, as she does, rural South Carolina, Lancaster. A background where she is the first in her family to go to college. Her parents and her grandparents were sharecroppers. They lived in homes that didn't have water or electricity. Her parents were mill workers. She worked her way through college, excelled there, and made her way through law school. She is the kind of leader I know we would all be proud of and would make a great governor for South Carolina. Mandy Powers Norrell, thank you for joining me in this race very much.
Any specific role that she would have in your administration?
Say again?
Any specific assignments?
Several roles. We talked about this. She would move legislation through the House and Senate because she's had experience doing that. She knows how to bring members together, and she's ready to start day one. She needs not a single day on the job training. She's going to work with me on zero-based budgeting and accountability for all of our agencies, so we make sure that we squeeze every single penny of the taxpayer dollars. And she's going to help me with appointments to make sure we empower the people of our state and have them involved in their own futures.